here's a story from The World.
Authorities in Belarus are stepping up their efforts to crack down on protests. It's been a month now since protesters began demanding the ouster of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. They say last month's election was rigged and Lukashenko needs to go. The movement has been led by people like Maria Kolesnikova. That's Kolesnikova a few weeks ago in front of a truck manufacturing plant in Belarus's capital. Today, witnesses in Minsk say she was snatched off the street by unidentified masked men, then thrown into a minibus and driven away. Police have denied detaining Maria Kolesnikova. It is the latest incident in a month that has redefined Belarus. We're joined now by Linas Linkevicius. He's the Lithuanian Minister of Foreign Affairs, and he's been one of the most vocal world leaders speaking up against Alexander Lukashenko. So you tweeted today, Mr. Foreign Minister, saying that Kolesnikova's abduction is a, quote, Stalinist NKVD method. So what do you think this kidnapping means for the opposition movement?
Yeah, I believe it's not just for opposition, to everyone, because outgoing authorities, they change tactics. Instead of massive brutality, they doing that ad hoc and case by case and trying to intimidate, first of all, members of Coordination Council, because this council, they need to create kind of platform for democratic process and new elections. I believe it's really not too much. And now we can see that we just maybe few members, maybe two to be precise, left in freedom, so to say. And others are either left the country temporarily, they were forced to flee, as Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, or something as it's now with Kolesnikova. So we definitely see that the signals are quite clear that opposition must calm down. Otherwise, they will be put into the custody. And that's the plan. So to calm down situation, as it was always the case. They did that before many times and now trying to repeat.
So you mentioned Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. She was the opposition candidate who presented her candidacy against Alexander Lukashenko. She's now in refuge in your country. Was she threatened by Belarusian authorities?
Yes, indeed. She was blackmailed, and we tried to reach her when she was still in Belarus, when she visited electoral committee and submitting kind of appeal to recount the votes. And when she also disappeared. And then we understood that she was provided not too many options. One of options was to flee the country. Other option was maybe not related with the freedom. And since she already had Lithuanian national visa, same as many others who potentially could be exposed to this danger, so she decided to go to Lithuania. And authorities didn't prevent that, even helped her to leave. And she in Lithuania. So the only kind of assistance by Lithuania is to provide this refuge or security. And she's acting on their own, making statements, now communicating much more than at the beginning and meeting leaders, traveling a bit.
Mm. Have you been able to speak with her yourself?
Yeah, I talked to her. At the beginning, she was devastated, I do say, and even depressed. And she initially was not able even to say anything. Because we have to understand her husband's still in custody. Hmm. And we can assume what kind of treatment he's kind of undergoing. And I'm afraid she's really blackmailed.
So it's been 4 weeks of protests now in Belarus. Mr. Foreign Minister, you've been very vocal throughout from your position in Lithuania. What is at stake for Belarus right now? Like, how big is the concern of those sponsors in Russia kind of coming in to Minsk and helping straighten things out?
Yeah, now it's kind of pause, you know, everybody waiting a bit what will happen next. So people on the streets, still peaceful, massive movements every weekend, enormous number of people, which never before, and they are not scared. It's surprising, by the way, because despite of all these intimidations, torturing and humiliations, they're still very active. And this is their very strong argument. And Belarusian outgoing authorities still believe they can save time, inventing some mechanisms like constitutional reform and trying to calm down and intimidate these people. And sponsors in Moscow also, they believe that, I don't know, they probably have many options and all these options are bad for them, but they decided to choose the support of this compromised leadership, which is, I believe, quite detrimental for themselves as well. So now this is the situation, and Therefore, we need really to come up with a very clear international message to message of support to the people of Belarus, not just message of moral support, but also to help these victims of repressions, to find a way how to help them, free media, civil society. Also a message to the outgoing leadership that they are definitely outgoing and their mandate is expired. It's also very important to note. If they will try to pretend that they are elected, it's not true. And also a message to Russia. They must refrain from meddling into domestic affairs of Belarus, because unfortunately, sadly, I would predict that they now will speed up this so-called integration process of union of two states, and not much will remain from the sovereignty and independence of Belarus.
You're just to the north of Belarus, there in Lithuania. Does Lithuania worry about Russian aggression inside its own borders?
Not now. In general, we're definitely worrying about instability in the neighborhood. And we are members of very serious and important organizations like NATO, European Union. And by the way, all these rhetorics about external threats to Belarus is fake. And that was denied many times by NATO leaders, by others. So we can repeat, it's definitely groundless. So maybe they would like to prove these calls for assistance from Russia, even military assistance. But there's no reason, whether military, moral, or legal, no reasons for that assistance. But since it's publicly discussed, so this is kind of dangerous, and who can deny that possibility? So now we're looking at that very carefully. We are vigilant, and this instability creates kind of tensions and concern. So that's something we should look at very seriously, carefully. So our situation is, as I said, different, but those who are more vulnerable in the neighborhood, they are really suffering.
So one final question. The U.S. has been parsing out careful responses on the situation in Belarus. A few statements here and there from Secretary Pompeo on the importance of respecting democracy, but nothing from Trump. Do you have a message for U.S. leadership and President Trump in particular when it comes to their position on Belarus?
No, frankly, U.S. will decide themselves what they have to state and when and how, but definitely we all expect leadership from the United States, whatever happens in the world. Especially we would like to see this leadership in the area of human rights, freedom, and that's something what I believe will take place. So I hope it will happen. It's happening. I know that Steve Biegun, Deputy Secretary of State, visited Belarus and also provided very clear messages. So I believe the strong voice, consistent position by United States could also influence the situation.
Linas Linkevicius is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Lithuania. Thank you very much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
From PRX.